Welcome to National Gallery of Art Music Programs, a podcast offering a deeper understanding of the art of music. The gallery exhibition Archimboldo 1526 to 1593, Nature and Fantasy, served as an impetus for the National Gallery of Art Chamber Players to search its repertoire for Italian 16th century compositions that represent in music the mannerism that manifests itself in Archimboldo's art. Gallery Music Department head Stephen Ackert tells us about the music the Chamber Players chose and introduces the concert they performed at the gallery on November 24th, 2010.
One of the great pleasures of my job is maintaining and developing the resident ensembles at the National Gallery. The newest of these is the National Gallery of Art Chamber Players, who specialize in the interpretation of music written before 1750. They first appeared in concert at the gallery at the end of 2006, performing A Musician's Travels in Sound, 1430 to 1700, in honor of the exhibition Fabulous Journeys and Faraway Places, Travels on Paper, 1450 to 1700. In November 2008, the National Gallery of Art Chamber Players joined the gallery's vocal ensemble in a program of music from the Netherlands honoring Jan Levens, a Dutch master rediscovered. When the time came to honor Archimboldo, Nature and Fantasy, I turned to the Chamber Players again, along with a member of the NGA vocal ensemble, mezzo-soprano Barbara Hollinshead. The instrumentalists in this November 2010 concert were Howard Bass, lute; Tina Chansey, playing Renaissance violin and viola da gamba; Sarah Cunningham, also on viola da gamba; and Tom Zajac, playing not only recorders, but also flute, sackbut, and bagpipes. The National Gallery of Art Chamber Players began their music, inspired by the exhibition of art of Archimboldo, with three brief anonymous dances, Paduana del Re, Saltarello, and El Tutto. They continued with a piece by the Spanish composer Diego Ortiz, Recercada Ottava, and a piece by the 15th century Italian composer Bartolomeo Tromboncino, titled Ostinato Vo Seguire.
Thank you.
We've been listening to music from 16th century Italy, performed by the National Gallery of Art Chamber Players in concert at the gallery during the time that we were exhibiting art by Giuseppe Arcimboldo. Arcimboldo lived from 1526 to 1593, and the exhibition of his paintings at the gallery elicited surprise and sometimes bewilderment on the part of visitors, many of whom had been unfamiliar with his work. The composite heads, created completely from flora and fauna, confront the viewer with visages that are at once grotesque and fascinating. Instead of eyes, mouths, noses, and cheeks, one finds flowers or cherries, peas, cucumbers, peaches, broken branches, and dozens of other objects and creatures. Art historians have seen Arcimboldo as a typical representative of mannerism, a term used to describe an artistic style that was fashionable at European courts in the 16th and early 17th centuries. Mannerist painters rejected the rational, harmonious approach of much earlier Renaissance art in favor of ambiguity, virtuosity, and elegance. Along with their patrons, they prized artifice, cleverness, obscure symbolism, and intellectual puzzles, all qualities found in Arcimboldo's paintings. Inspired by this art, members of the National Gallery of Art Chamber Players selected music from Italy's rich 16th century to complement the exhibition, and we're going to hear another example of anonymous music that they found, a song called Amando e Desiando on a text by Benedetto Cariteo. We've been listening to members of the National Gallery of Art Chamber Players performing music from 16th century Italy. Studies in music history find similar characteristics in both the music and the art of the late 16th and early 17th centuries in Italy, noting that both painters and musicians were inspired by the poetry of Giambattista Marino, Alessandro Tesauro, and Agnolo di Cosimo di Marino Tori, better known as Il Bronzino, and these were in turn inspired by the iconic Francesco Petrarca, who lived from 1304 to 1374. Italian mannerist poets, musicians, and artists borrowed from each other as they explored nature with touches of magical fantasy. We listen now to more vocal music from the period, an anonymous song Ahimè ch'ha torto, and O Felici Occhi Miei by Jacques Arcadelt. The singer at that point takes her seat, and the instrumentalists continue with a dance by Vincenzo Ruffo and a lively quodlibet called Non è tempo, which brings the entire ensemble back together again.
Thank you.
Non è Tempo by Marco Cara, who lived from 1470 to 1525, the final piece in the program brought to the gallery by the National Gallery of Art Chamber Players in honor of the exhibition Archimboldo, 1526 to 1593, Nature and Fantasy. I'm Stephen Ackert, head of the music department at the National Gallery, and it's been my pleasure to bring you this concert in podcast form. I hope you'll soon join me at the gallery on a Sunday at 6:30 p.m. as we continue the 69-year-old tradition of weekly concerts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C.